Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and this is part of the Sacred Rebuke series, where we call out illusion with love and replace distortion with truth. Over the past two phases, we've done some deep work together. In phase one, we exposed the illusions, the lies we inherited, the stories we were taught to repeat. In phase two, we learned to tap out, to tap in, to retreat inward, to find stillness in the noise, and to remember that silence is strategy. And now we move to phase three, aspirational sovereignty. This is where we prepare for overflow, where we stop surviving and start structuring the life we've been praying for. Because preparation is prosperity, and sovereignty doesn't come by accident. Today's message is daily devotion as foundation. Because what you do daily shapes what you experience divinely. Devotion is the bridge between discipline and destiny. It's the quiet yes that builds your unseen empire. And it's the only foundation that can hold the weight of your expansion. So take a breath, drop into presence, and say it with me, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. You know, I knew a long time ago that it can't be just about the words, because I had an aunt, Aunt Mary, who taught me that lesson better than any sermon could. Now, Aunt Mary cussed out everybody, and I mean everybody. She cussed like a sailor, every other word. She would hold a baby in her arms, look straight at him, and say something that would make a preacher clutch his pearls. But those babies, they would coo at her, smile at her, reach for her face like she was the safest place in the world. Because they didn't hear her words. They felt her energy. And her energy was pure devotion. She loved hard. She showed up when nobody else did. She didn't just talk about love. She embodied it. That's when I understood. Devotion is not in the language. It's in the frequency. It's not about how perfect your words sound. It's about how aligned your heart feels when you say them. See, many people pray beautiful prayers but live disconnected lives. They speak love, but vibrate fear. They say, I trust God, but wake up doubting every day. That's not devotion. That's performance. Aunt Mary reminded me that source speaks vibration, not vocabulary. You can't fake frequency. You can whisper with a cuss word on your tongue and still be closer to God than someone shouting hallelujah with hate in their heart. And let's be real. How many times have you said, I'm fine, when you weren't? How many times have you shared a spiritual quote on social media and then in the next breath worried yourself sick about the very thing you just posted? We've all done it. We've all preached peace and then panicked in private. We've all shared light but lived in the shadows of our own exhaustion. And that's okay, because awareness is where real devotion begins. This is the sacred rebuke. Devotion isn't what you post. It's what you practice. It's not the words you say to the world. It's the energy you return to when nobody's watching. Daily devotion is not about pretending to be okay. It's about being honest enough to meet yourself where you are and choosing to show up anyway. Because when your energy aligns with love, your words, your actions, your rhythm, all of it becomes prayer. Let's go to the scripture for a moment. Luke 16:10 says, "Whoever is faithful with little will also be faithful with much." Now, we often hear that verse used around money, but I want you to hear it differently today, because faithful with little is about your moments, your mornings, your mindset. It's about being faithful with your breath before you ever touch a budget. It's about being faithful with the vibration you wake up in before you ever ask for the blessing you want to expand. See, Source isn't testing you. Source is training you, training your energy to hold more, training your heart to remain open even when it's tired, training your spirit to stay steady even when the world shakes. Psalm 1 says, "She shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in her season. Her leaf shall not wither." I changed that pronoun on purpose because this is for us. For the women building empires, raising children, holding everyone together while trying not to lose ourselves in the process. That verse doesn't say the tree runs from soil to soil trying to find the perfect place to grow. It stays planted, rooted, watered by a source that never runs dry. That's devotion. Not running from one idea to the next. Not starting over every Monday. Not collapsing every time a storm passes through. But staying planted because you know where your nourishment comes from. Even Jesus withdrew daily to pray. And that wasn't just about asking. It was about attuning. It was about aligning his frequency with the divine current before engaging the world. So here's the sacred rebuke. If Jesus, with all his power, needed stillness every day, why do we treat our devotion like an optional luxury? Why do we think we can skip alignment and still walk in authority? Daily devotion is the bridge between faith and fulfillment. It's what keeps you grounded when the world's energy pulls you in every direction. It's what makes you fruitful in season because you stayed rooted out of season. Metaphysically, daily devotion is energetic alignment in action. It's how you tune your field before the world tunes it for you. Neville Goddard taught that imagination creates reality, but imagination without discipline is drift. He said a change of feeling is a change of destiny. So every morning that you rise and center your feeling, not your schedule, not your fear, you are rewriting your reality before the day even begins. Florence Scovel Shinn called it right thinking. She said, "The subconscious is impressed by repetition." That means what you consistently entertain, not what you occasionally affirm, becomes your lived experience. So if chaos is your default, that's just untrained energy. If peace feels foreign, that's just a vibration you haven't practiced enough yet. Devotion is practice. It's frequency training. It's how you build energetic muscle memory so that calm becomes your automatic setting. Think of it like this. Every day, the world will try to claim your attention. News cycles, notifications, noise. But devotion says, before I give my energy away, I give it back to source. This is how sovereignty starts, by deciding who sets your tone. When you sit in silence, journal, breathe, or give thanks, you're not wasting time. You're calibrating time. You're aligning the instrument of your life with the vibration of God. Florence Scovel Shinn said, there is no loss in divine mind. So even the days you miss your practice, you don't start over. You simply return. Because energy remembers. Devotion picks up right where you left it. Here's the sacred rebuke. You cannot manifest what you're not energetically trained to maintain. Overflow without devotion leaks. Vision without vibration collapses. But daily devotion, steady, simple, sacred, builds the frequency that can hold your expansion. Neville said, be still and know that you are. Florence said, your word is your wand. I say, your rhythm is your revelation. Because the more you show up for your energy, the more your energy shows up for you. So take a deep breath. Find stillness. Let these questions meet you where you are, not where you think you should be. Number one. What does daily devotion mean to me beyond religion or routine? Where in my life have I made devotion about appearance instead of alignment? How would it feel if devotion became the way I remember myself each day, not just another task to check off? Number two, how do I begin my mornings, and what vibration does that choice set for the day? Am I giving my energy to source first or to my screen? How does the first hour of my day reflect what I say I desire? Number three, where have I been inconsistent with the practices that actually ground me? What excuses do I make when I stop showing up for my own peace? What pattern repeats itself every time I abandon my rhythm? Number four, what is one simple practice that helps me feel connected to source, even on busy days? Is it breathing, journaling, gratitude, movement, silence? How can I make that practice non-negotiable for the next 7 days? Number five, where am I pretending instead of practicing? How often do I say, I'm fine, when I'm not? What would devotion look like if I allowed honesty to lead me back to alignment? Number six, how would my life expand if devotion became my default frequency? What would change in my relationships, my work, my body, my energy? Who would I become if showing up for source and myself was as natural as breathing? Here's the truth. Devotion is not about perfection. It's about presence. It's not about performance. It's about partnership. It's not about how loud you speak. It's about how deeply you listen. When you show up for source daily, you become a match for divine rhythm. When you choose stillness over scrolling, you tell the universe, I'm available for peace. When you give thanks before results, you tell your energy, I am already abundant. Devotion doesn't mean you'll never fall out of alignment. It means you return faster each time you do. It's the rhythm that builds resilience, the consistency that builds confidence, the stillness that builds strength. So let this be your remembering. The goal isn't to look devoted. It's to be devoted. Because devotion is the difference between the ones who manifest moments and the ones who manifest movements. Every great woman you admire, every visionary, every healer, every builder, they didn't just have desire, they had devotion. They had a daily practice that anchored their becoming. And now it's your turn to build your foundation in stillness, to make devotion your default, to choose rhythm over rush, faith over force, alignment over appearance. Say it with me now. Let it settle deep in your spirit. My devotion is my foundation. My foundation is my freedom, and I know who I play for. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in rhythm, in reverence, and in your daily devotion. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's go together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.